Well, good morning, everybody. It is August 8th. It is my wife, Stacy's birthday today. She how do they say it in women's terms? She's turning 27 again for the, what would that be? Well, her actual birth date is August 8th, 8870, so you can do the math on that. And we are looking forward to a wonderful day celebrating her. And it's the second call of the month. And man, this month is already, we're already a week into it. And things are rocking and rolling like we have not seen them happen in a long time. And it is incredibly exciting. And we owe a lot of that to the Nikan Duct. And I'm just going to jump right on into things. I've had some wonderful results with it myself this week while we've been traveling around the state of Oregon. Taking some time away without kids and doing an early 20-year wedding anniversary celebration. And as I jumped on the line this morning, I heard Jim Hartman, who I'm hoping he's already hit star 6 on his line. And Jim, would you mind kicking us off and sharing what you've discovered? And we want to make it very clear to everybody, if you're new to Nikan, if you're old to Nikan, not calling you old, just saying you've been around for a few years, we all know and want to remember that we don't make any medical claims. Any results anybody gets with any of Nikan's wellness solutions are purely coincidental. That's the way we like to describe it. I tell people all the time that we run about 100% coincidence success ratio, that 100% of the time people get on, they start using these wonderful solutions, incorporating them into their lifestyle, they're going to get results. It's just a law of physics, a law of science, that when you change the environment that the body is in, when you expose it to things that God put on the earth, the body is going to respond favorably. And these are principles that go back several thousand years, and we just seem to get wonderful results. And that is the case, that is what's been taking place with this wonderful new duct that we've had for still less than a month. We're right at a month. I'm sorry, it was a month ago, this weekend, 4 weeks ago, in Salt Lake that it was introduced. And I'm just shocked. I'm absolutely flabbergasted in a good way of what we're seeing take place with this kinetic tape. Of course, Nikan, as we've known, they always take an existing idea or a concept and make it better. And Jim, you were sharing, and I don't know how I did not know this, but you're a type 2 diabetic.
I am, yeah.
And what did some of the side effects or some of the results of being that, as we used to call it, adult onset diabetes? You were talking about discoloration of your feet or one of your toes, or give us the rundown on that.
Yeah, I usually do pretty well with my diet, and I take metformin counteract the high sugar, and usually I'm pretty good. But when I get on my my pity pot, I guess, or I get depressed a little bit, I forget about everything. I eat what I want to eat, and I sometimes skip the medication. And my doctor one time, she kind of jokingly told me that sometimes she thinks I'm trying to commit suicide by diet. But I had been very bad, and I had the tingling, the neuropathies and all in my feet, on the bottoms of my feet, and especially my toes. And I was carrying some stuff that I unpacked. I was going upstairs, and on the bottom step, I misstepped, and I stubbed my toe in a way that it caught the toenail under the edge of the step and kind of pulled it loose. And I had probably 120 pounds worth of books and stuff. And I sat down. I think the books are still sitting there. But I sat down, and it hurt. You know, when you try to catch your breath. And I kept my sock on, and I didn't really look at it, and I went about my stuff kind of hobbling around. And a few hours later, it didn't feel right, so I took my sock off, and I could not believe my toe, man. It was already starting to discolor. This was on, it was Tuesday, the 28th, and I put the sock back on. I put a Band-Aid around to hold the nail on because it felt like the nail was coming loose. And I went to bed, and Wednesday morning when I got up, my toe was black. I mean, it was really black.
So you potentially probably sprang your toe a bit.
Well, what I was thinking right away, thinking worst case scenario, you know, it could be the starting of a diabetic gangrene or something. Because, I mean, Vance, this was so black. It looked like I colored the tip of it with a black marker. And it didn't hurt at the tip, but it hurt up where that dark tissue met the tissue that still had some coloration right by the nail bed. And then I thought, wait a minute, I got duct tape. This would be a good test for it. So I put a Power Mini on top of the toe right there on the nail, close to the nail bed, and wrapped duct tape around it. And I kept that on like that for almost 2 days. And then I got brave enough to look at it, and I pulled the tape off, and it hadn't gotten any worse. It had gotten a little bit better, but it felt like the nail was still coming loose. So I saw it looked like a little blister on the side of the toe, right where you get the ingrown toenail areas. And I picked at it, and it popped. And this clear fluid shot out from underneath the nail. It shot about 3 feet. I don't want to gross anybody out. But,
yeah, too far. You will surpass that point because people right now are going, Jim, Vance, we're sitting around the breakfast nook.
TMI.
Here.
TMI.
We're trying to drink and enjoy our vital balance right now, and you're talking about, pus squirting 3 feet in the air. Come on.
But I changed the duct tape. I put the Power Mini back on and changed the duct tape and put it on. And I kept it on like that for about maybe 36, 40 hours, somewhere around there. And then I took it off, and I could not believe what a difference it was. It had started getting lighter, and it felt like the nail was not going to come off. And by Tuesday of this week, when I first looked, the tip of the toe that I could see, I didn't cover the tip with the duct tape. I just wrapped it around it. And I could see it was actually pink. So I took the duct tape off, and it was incredible. I had some feeling back. If feeling was kind of coming back, it was a little bit of tingling yet. And then by the next day, there was just a little discoloration under the nail, and now you can hardly tell there was anything wrong. It still looks a little gray under the nail and toward the tip of the toe, but I have complete feeling in it, and I was thinking earlier that it would be easy to say it was just a coincidence or it would have got better anyway. But working in the medical field as much as I did, as you know, I worked most of my adult life in the medical field, and I've seen how things like that progress. And it's just, it's incredible how fast that comes
back. Well, and Jim, you're in your 70s, correct?
71. I'll be 72 next month.
Okay. So if we break this down, and not to get super analytical, but just from a kind of my amateur perspective in the medical field, is that as we age, the body doesn't respond as quickly as far as turning things around. And discoloration due to type 2 diabetes or even, type 1 diabetes, this is a common issue. And it's the rise of diabetes statistics in our country are growing at an alarming rate. So we're talking about simple solutions to use in adjacent too. I mean, who would have ever thought that a little strip of tape? But I can tell you, I'm reading. I just got this last night. A dear friend of ours who contacted me, and I just want to read this because it segues perfectly within what you're sharing. Steve told me a couple months ago when we got reconnected about an issue that he's been dealing with for a while now called plantar fasciitis. And I didn't know much about that, but the way he described it, it just hurt. But this is what he texted me last night. He said, Howdy, I want to thank you for referring the duct tape. My foot has really been hurting a lot lately. The main thing that I deal with for healing the plantar fasciitis is what the doctors tell me is to stay off my feet. Well, that's not going to happen. Little sidebar here. Steve and his wife, Pam, they have adopted three or four children already, and then they foster with the intent to adopt several more. So at any given time, they've got I always jokingly refer to Pam as the old woman in the shoe, had so many kids, didn't know what to do. Every time we stop by the house, it's crazy fun in a good way. Well, anyways, with that many kids running around, there's no way he can stay off his feet. The tape has really helped. I've walked over 10 miles so far this week with tolerable pain, which is a big improvement. We're at the beach this week. We do tons of trekking around down here. And it does help for about 3 days, and then I rewrap it. Thank you so much. We will definitely be ordering more of this. And, as I read that last night, I thought, this is what we're talking about, a simple solution. And as I said to Steve, I said, hey, why don't you just check this out? And I gave him a strip of it, and I said, hey, cut it down lengthwise and place it, whichever foot hurts the worst, place it, not just in one strip down the center of the foot, but kind of give yourself some space there. And he said, well, Vance, I'm willing to try anything. He said, the insoles actually produce too much activity in my feet and make it hurt worse. And so I'm really, really anxious. And one of the things that I need to remind everybody is that everybody's body responds differently. Some people say they instantly feel, everybody says they feel a tingling. That's almost an instantaneous response. But some say that wherever their part of the body they put it on feels instantly cool, whereas others say it warms it up. And that's been the case for me with a thumb that I had surgery on less than 2 weeks ago. I finally this week got so tired of wearing this massive mummified wrap that with the pressure bandages and all that stuff that the surgeon put on. I ripped it all off this week. Now, of course, much to the disappointment of my wife, who wants to follow doctor's orders specifically, I'm not going on a four-day and three-night trek around the state of Oregon with this hand wrapped up, because this is really starting to get, irritating and obnoxious. I'm getting tired of the stares and the glares from people saying, wow, what happened to your hand? Did you, chainsaw accident? And anyways, I took it all off, and on the side where the incision was, that's the small cyst that they removed, I put, just like Jim did, I put two of the little Power Minis, which I really recommend. I think we're going to see a surge in sales of those to use conjunction with the tape. Really recommend that. And I put two right over the incision. Now, this surgery took place almost 2 weeks ago. This coming Tuesday will be 2 weeks. And I put it right over the incision, which is about an inch long, and then put the tape on over the top and then wrapped it up with a Band-Aid to keep it, secure and on there. And I'll tell you, the feeling instantaneously just, I don't know how to even describe it. It's just kind of a, and Jim, did you feel that as well when you first put it on, or was there any sensation in your toe?
Well, it was mostly pretty numb, but I put it on and I had a little bit of pain right along where the nail bed was. And when I put it on, I remember waking up later and thinking, well, it doesn't hurt as bad as I thought it was going to. And you'd see I got progressively better. And when I would feel my toes, put my hand over my toes, my big toe did feel warmer than the others. And I thought that's pretty amazing because I thought the circulation in the tip of it had been compromised.
Again, that's exactly what I was going to say. With type 2 diabetes, that circulation is a huge, huge factor. So,
but I went, and yesterday I walked my 5-mile route. It was in my sneakers. So I walked 5 miles and come back, took everything off, looked at it, and it looks just about normal now. It's incredible. And there's no pain now at all.
And again, I want to remind and encourage people, if you have not ordered the duck or added it to your auto ship, please do so right away. This has been a wonderful, absolutely fantastic, great new tool. And I want to segue if we can, if there's other stories of those of you, feel free at any given time to sprinkle your duck stories into the call this morning. Just hit *6 on your phone line. And again, we don't care if you're brand new to Neekin or if you've been with us for 20 plus years or anything in between. Feel free to share your story because we don't realize the diversity of the usage of this product. Because most of what I've seen and read online and in the books and information and printed material out there, it's for usually on joints, but I mean, who would have thought you could use it after a thumb surgery or a smashed toe that was probably, based on the color, the way Jim, you described it, probably sprang. I used it on my sprang thumb. And it's phenomenal. So if anybody else on the line?
Hi, this is Wei. I haven't really publicly shared my personal story on Saturday AM Live, so I thought I'd contribute today. I'm out doing my self-care routine, walking, and then listening into the Van's Project call. So I do look like a figure of perfect health, really 110, 5'3". Anyone can imagine us, but a lot of people don't know that I do suffer what they call fibromyalgia, and I have to say that Neekin was one of the pieces that part of the puzzle that gets me completely healed, I'll say. I can't say that because they told you can't be healed. But it's a daily regimen of it. And I did try and order the duct tape on my autoship, but I guess the order didn't come through, so I had my last month's autoship. So I'm going to use my $100 CD from last month to get it Monday, I promise. So I'm very excited for that because, I'm mama of 43 and she's not stopping. I can do all those wipeout stuff now, skiing, backpacking with 25-pound weight, 9 miles up, 9,000 elevation. So there's nothing a teenager do that I can't do. So I'm continuing challenging where my body can take me, crazy as it sounds. But I have to thankful for the Neekin Wellness Home that really get me out of pain-free body. And
You've been dealing with fibromyalgia for a while, and again, we're not making any medical claims here, but what is one of the things that you anticipate using the duct that you think it could be a serious improvement for you?
Yeah, for me, I did my knee pretty good. I guess two seasons ago of skiing, on the first day of the thing, I did my knee horribly. I totally twisted it, and I told the chiropractor, you're not stopping me skiing. I'm still going to ski. So at then, I used the infrared wrap with the power chip, and then have a heavier knee protector around it. So I still ski for the entire season and got into really advanced way up there, almost black, not black yet, diamond. And my knee got really, it recovered. But, you know, there's a residual there. But I'm very excited to be able to wrap that around my knee. And I have so many ideas for that for the people in the community with the knee issues. And from what I've heard, I'm very excited to have it in my first aid kit. I backpack, I do crazy things, I do camping, so this is the perfect piece of thing that I can throw into my first aid kit. So I can see the potential for it. But yeah, knee injury and ankle, I did both them pretty good. I twisted my ankle once just sliding down the whole stairs, and the doctor told me I better off breaking it because of the nature of the twist. So, you know, you those are the areas that carry your whole weight. Lucky for me, I never get myself out of control with the weight issue, so I'm always keeping it, you know, 110, no more than 115.
And, well, I know from experience, the seems like we've known each other for 12, 15 years, and you've always been high energy. I mean, so much so that someone meeting you for the first time would question, especially if they had any experience with fibromyalgia or any other autoimmune disorder of that nature. They would probably question that, hey, how can a gal with this much energy? Because I spoke with last Saturday, Nina Dressler, who is one of our long-term Nikanites, and she was she was really, really messed up with fibromyalgia. I mean, to the point of it was just really bad. Let's just leave it at that. And
yeah,
you can turn things around. But you've always been high energy, you know, grabbing life by the horns and saying, okay, we're going forward with this. But it has been a huge, because you used to suffer really bad. I mean, it was not a fun thing being around.
It was like I was walking around with crazy magnets all over, like it looked like I was this Band-Aid girl, you know. It's like crazy. It's just like, I know this is not me. This is just not right. And I did walk around like a broken record type, you know, your body's wrapped up all this crazy stuff from head to toe with magnets. Oh my gosh, it's just like, what is this all about? But then, yes, it's just a combination of everything that is part of the package. I can't say, okay, I'm doing only 10 and put crap in my body and not taking care of everything else. So everything does play a part when you harmonize everything from spiritual aspect, emotional aspect, physical aspect, nutritional aspect, and the wellness home. And able to utilize all of that, given that, you know, we humans are crazy, you know. You wouldn't feed a $1 million horse crazy stuff, and we do put in crazy stuff in our body. But it's all part of the puzzle, and it's amazing when you really take time out for self-care and balancing out everything. It is possible. I want to give hope to these people that are on tons of 12, 14 medication, just trying to get rid of the pain, but then they are just immobile afterwards. There's no point. I love medical. I'm a registered nurse myself, and I did have, I'm very grateful. I do, when I needed the emergency stuff and when I had to have my ovarian cyst out, and I'm so forever grateful for that. But as far as chronic stuff, they just haven't got it yet. And I have to say, I know some people are saying, I did fire my doctor for many years, so I'm not even on her list anymore. But given that, you know, they have their places. And the reason I even quit nursing now is just really conflict between my belief on our body capability of utilizing natural energy, utilizing God, whatever you call it, given natural stuff that you, our body, are capable of healing itself, giving the right tools. Mm-hmm. That's why it was in conflict with my, oh my God, here I am giving drugs, and I know the side effects of all of this, have to close the curtain to give something natural. And, you know, I can't say I use magnets on them to help them make them better, but so I'm playing this lie. I mean, you know, I'm constantly lying, pretty much, you know, getting to make people better without the drugs, so.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Well, you mentioned something, and I want to use this opportunity to segue into the mentoring aspect of what we do here on Saturday morning, is to utilize what's taking place in Nikan, because this shift that started 8 months ago, Nikan 2.0, or the new Nikan as it's been called. We have seen this shift in catastrophic, great ways, change the dynamics of what's been taking place, not only in our homes with wonderful new solutions like the duct, like the new sleeping bag, but the mindset has changed. And you use the word self-care instead of healthcare, which is the field you worked in as a nurse. And we're seeing that change into our finances as well. We saw a huge, I mean, absolutely huge surge of growth. And I might have mentioned it last Saturday, in that just in our organization alone, we saw a 40% increase in July over June. Yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal to see the volumes and to see people's organizations literally skyrocket in 1 month's time. And I'd love to say, wow, it's because of, you know, a $19 roll of duct tape. You know, that's not it. Because I look around and there's not everybody's ordered it yet. But what is transpiring is that go ahead, Wei.
Yeah, I think even though I know I've been putting Nikan on the burner because I'm, you know, up running with my healing energy practice, that's why I am an intuitive energy healer. And even though despite that, I'm getting people calling me, hey, can you order this? And then they actually introduce people to me, so I'm having about over 1,000 orders standing here I need to kind of process. And I think despite, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not giving the can up, it's just right now, you know, you prioritize where everything is, but I am finding people that actually found me online because they know somewhere along the line that reading Facebook I was a distributor, and they are signing themselves up or asking me to get stuff that they used to in Nikan a long time ago. So I know, you know, they're coming, and yeah, I need to get out there with to see physical people, you know, so that will be the goal this week, is to physically go out. And I have the intention to make 20 new friends. So I made 10 so far in my neighborhood as I'm doing my morning walk, just getting connecting with people, just building relationship. It's not so much, okay, how I'm going to Nikan this and that, but it's about building the relationship, learning what each other do and how we can be a service to each other. When they get to know me, learn what I do, how I can service them in that sense, I think that's very important when you put the Nikan out equation. But getting to that out of the head, into the heartfelt human connection and really learn about each other. And that is my main focal, I think, and that's kind of shifting that. And I'm having people that are attracting to me, and I'm finding new things. And my gosh, there are new trails around here that I didn't know exist. So getting myself into groups of people, now that I'm no longer in the corporate setting, seeing the people as I'm working, so I have to make it a point to get up and get out, do my walk, and connecting with my locals. And that will be my next thing in getting to group, because a lot of you may still work, so you still have touch base with your work people, so you have one-on-one, and for me, staying totally isolated, so I make it a point just to get out and say hi to people, and people smile, they're always open up to give you your phone number so we can follow up over lunches, and just getting connection, I think, that is my message, is just getting to, just connecting, just.
And you've been one of the inaugural, and we're adding more to the list every month. Ben Woodward really challenged us at the end of last year, the start of this year, to be part of a mentoring group. And I cannot encourage that more highly. Yes, it does take a mind shift, as you said, and it takes a transition to think about, okay, if I commit to something, then there's going to be requirements. And the majority, I remember hearing this from Dave Stoltz this years ago, the majority of civilization today, and I'm not just talking to North Americans here, but the majority of people who work in a job environment, they'll do something day in and day out, week in, week out, year after year, they'll do something they absolutely dread. Why? Because they know what's expected of them, and there's no challenge. There's nothing new. They don't have to really think. They just keep doing the same thing. And Rick Murphy describes it as a dairy cow in a cubicle. Is your go, you're going every day. And I had a dream about milking cows last night, and so I don't know how this parlays into this. But what God has created us to live lives so much bigger and better than that. And that's where this transition takes place in with what we have with Nikan 2.0. And I wanna just stress here again, I firmly believe 100% that the surge of growth that we experienced in July is just the tip of what we're seeing happening now of people, because this week on Tuesday, on the leadership call, that up until this last week has always been diamonds and royal diamonds, we had a surge of an extra 80 platinums and golds jump on the call to be encouraged and to be challenged and mentored by our business.
I think you owe me that email still. I still don't get that email.
Okay, well,
and I have not been on that call. And speaking of dream, can I share something important? I thought this is really important for everyone to hear. If you have children coming through.
Go ahead. And then I know there's other I'll wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah. So a recent friend visited me from Australia, and he shared with me about his daughter that, you know, she was doing really well at law. This is like $100,000 after all these years in law degree, getting into criminal law for 2 years, and really miserable. So one day she goes to her dad, here is your certificate, I guess, here's your law license. This is for you. This was not for me. So everyone was shocked, thinking, oh, my gosh, she's going to spend another 4 years trying to find herself. So meanwhile, this smart girl did something that she was dreaming of. So she just wanted to be a beautician, making brides look beautiful. So recently she was one of the 14 contestants that won a trip to Paris to be among those. But same with Nikan, and I'm saying it's about following the dreams and the impossible, not following what the status quo, what you make the most money out of, or you know, what we set out to do. These are the things you should get in because it makes all this money. It's about following that dream, following that heart, whatever Nikan can bring for you. So I thought I'd throw in that in, so if people have kids that come through.
Yeah. Well, and that's again the shift that we're seeing take place is people are realizing, hey, wait a second. We didn't get to see the debate on Thursday evening. I mean, but come on, people are realizing that, hey, I can't wait for our political leaders to make this a better place for me. We have got to take self-care into our financial realm as well, that if we're continuing month after month and there's more months left than there is money, that's where we can make a shift. And with the concept of quality enrollment that we have in place now and seeing the numbers of people that are jumping on board with that intention of, hey, I'm going to do my $100 auto ship. I'm going to, every month, seek out some customers that I can add to my, you know, base of people in that every single month, because as a brand new consultant, to be able to get your Nikan investments free every single month, your $100 worth of autoship. And what I'm talking about is the commission that comes from retail sales. And then, here's the fun part. This is where it gets really exciting, is seeing people and having people say, hey, you know, I'd like to do more than this. Do more than just, you know, introduce a few people as customers. That's where we have, and Nikan sent out the sales department sent out an incredible email with everything jam-packed into one spot of new videos, new documents. It's an absolutely fantastic one-stop shop for everything that you'd want to do. You literally can pull up that email and say, here, well, let me just show you what this is all about, and sit down with people and let them see what Nikan has made available. And when we expose people from the get-go to what we call the new Nikan, they don't know any different. And when someone says, well, what does it take to do this as a business? Well, number one, you become what we call a quality enrollee. You know, you can use that second word however you want. We're seeing that happen time and time again. I look down our list of the Team Rogers mentees, And the majority of us, there's only a couple this last month that didn't make the cut. They were very close. But again, that $100 auto ship, 400 points outside of that, and it's best if it's coming from customers. But I know Lee Maurice, who I believe is on the line right now, Wei, who just shared, Doug, there are so many people that we're seeing these numbers grow. Julie Clark, who has shared many, many times. Jane Buki, brand new to the concept of just understanding it. And again, we've had this now since January, so we're going into our eighth month, and I am thrilled that we're seeing people right out of the gate each month saying, oh yeah, okay, I got to get that done, and then I can really have some fun. The fun part comes when we duplicate it into other people. And Mac and Pat shared something this week that I thought was incredibly profound, is that we're seeing people, and just as Wei shared, people seek us out. Over 90% of people come on board in Nikan to get products. They want to be a customer. Our opportunity and the fun challenge, so to speak, is to convert some of those just customers to actually business-minded consultants, not simply to get the products at a discount. I would encourage you, save people the $60. Get them to invest that into product. If you're going to give them a 5, 10, 15, 20% discount, give them that if you think that'll help them order more. But registering people as consultants just so they can get a product discount is such a waste. It really is a tragedy of sorts, because they could use that money to invest in more products, for one. But if people identify themselves as customers, let them step up to the plate. And my friend Steve, dealing with the plantar fasciitis, since he wasn't wearing his insoles because they actually made his feet hurt worse, he loaned them to a friend, did a quick energy test, and he said, "Why? I can't believe you've never told me about this." And he had, but just not in a more aggressive way. And I said, "Well, Steve, let's get together with Eric. Set it up. Let's show him some of the information. Let's find out if..." And he said, "Oh, Vance, they definitely need Nikan for a business. They definitely need to raise and change their financial picture." You know, and that's the opportunity of duplicating it on down and taking customers and putting them into the mindset of, hey, you could add an extra $500,000 or more to your investment portfolio every single month. What would an extra $1,000 do for you financially every single month? And that's that concept. And if we can utilize the information, and this is what, you know, Pat shared this week, Pat Terry, is that we're seeing people sponsor faster because of the internet. Because of the information that's available, we're seeing them come on board, look at the information, saying, "Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's what that I see myself as that," and being able to transition them faster because they're more informed. The internet, literally in the last decade, has caused us to have so much access. I mean, the last 4 days, Stacy and I have literally been driving all over the state of Oregon. And we see a sign for something, and I thought, I didn't know that. I wonder what that really was all about. She said, "Well, I'll look it up." I mean, and within seconds, not minutes, hours. I mean, it's not stopping at the local chamber of commerce, which we passed by several of those in some of these small towns we drove through, but not stopping and asking for information. You can Google everything. And people are doing the same thing right now with Nikan. They're wanting to see that, is there a better way? And as Eric Worre says and reminds us all the time, yes, there is a better way. What relationship entrepreneurship or relationship marketing, you know, or the collaborative entrepreneurship that we're part of, we're collaborating together, we're connecting people to discover what humans being more and what Nikan has to offer, and it's happening so much faster. One other thought that I want to throw in here is those of us who have been at this a while, Pam Barnes, who has set some amazing records in July with 21 clubs and breaking silvers, she said these three words that start with P. Don't push, but present and be patient. And I think we need to adapt that. Those of us who have been at this a while, we sometimes get frustrated because people aren't, maybe they're not jumping on board as fast as we had hoped them, or we've been dripping on them for years, some people. Don't push, but present and be patient. A lot of times the need is not great enough for them to see what is right there in front of their face. Maybe they're that proverbial person on top of the roof as the waters are rising and they're crying out to God, send me someone to save me. You know, and the guy in the dinghy comes first, then the guy in the bigger boat, and then the guy in the helicopter, and the guy drowns and, you know, goes to heaven. Maybe, you know, and we've all heard the story before, but maybe the financial aspects of their lifestyle isn't bad enough yet, or maybe there's not a financial need, or maybe there's a physical need, but maybe it hasn't gotten to a point where it's bad enough for them to see the solution that's right there in front of them. And that's where we get to be patient. But at the same time, there's a lot of other folks out there. And again, we're just inundated with all of these so-called medical solutions that really aren't a solution at all. They're simply just going to mask the problem. I want to hear, we got a few minutes left. I know there's several people on the line that have demuted themselves. Speak up. What's going through? As we kick off, we're 1 week fully into August. And again, July was a fantastic month. I know Lee, Maurice, I don't know if you're on the line or not. She shared earlier this week. I think it was this week, that August has been by far their best month ever, or excuse me, July, with what's taking place. And Lee, are you on the line? No? Okay. But I was curious what the difference was for her, and I know it's been 7 months of doing the quality enrollment that and hitting it every single month and striving to build a strong customer base, because that's the real world. That's how real businesses operate and grow and function. The challenge is, the key is, we have to shift our mindset and to what humans being more is all about, and being, you know, as what I just read the email last night from Dave Johnson. 2 weeks from today, I'll be in Virginia, Wilmington, Virginia, at the expo that's taking place there. But out here on the West Coast, the event that you want to plug into is the Leaders Being More, and I thought it was simply a Humans Being More event, but it's so much more than that. And when I look at this email, I realize that, $125. That includes registration and per person, includes all the meals and everything. And this is not just the Humans Being More, but it's Jeff Moore and Cameron Taylor, who's a millionaire, entrepreneur, and internationally renowned author. Some of you may have heard him share on the 4th of July call that Dave Johnson hosted with him. But these two gentlemen will be co-hosting this weekend. And so this is like Humans Being More on steroids. I mean, it's amazing. All the information is at the EagleWellnessExpo.com website. Again, EagleWellnessExpo.com. And if there's I want to encourage you, if there's a tinge of curiosity in your brain going, I wonder what that's all about, that is one of the greatest things that we need to recognize in our minds when all of a sudden there's something stirring in us going, maybe I should check that out. That's a, you know, that's a 5 or 10 hour drive wherever you're at from me, or it's a quick flight, or I got some miles I could maybe cash in, or whatever the thing, whatever's going on. If there's a curiosity there, check it out. And don't listen to that little voice that says, oh, no, that's just another one of those weekends that's going to get you rah-rah and hype you up. That's not what this is going to be. The people that I know personally, the dear friends that I have that were at this event last year, and it was simply a Humans Being More out in the Tetons at a Boy Scout camp. This is, again, this is a whole new level. And this could be one of those transitional points in your life that all of a sudden we peel the onion back and things start to grow. Go ahead. Hi. Someone's
Hi.
On the...
Ben, this is...
Molly, good morning.
I had ignored another big event, which is what you were talking about. And then last week I said, well, I think I'd better check it out because that's what I need. The terminology is leader, been more,
mm-hmm.
been more. And when it is said to have all the leaders to be our teachers, like in the Nikan 2.0,
mm-hmm.
we were all taught by the leaders, and each leader prepare videos or slides and all those equipment. That's really even better than outsiders, because all our leaders know exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm.
They are in us. So I think it is, like what you say, it is a place whoever wants to advance, and not yet so advance as they desire, like what I am. And so I'm working my way and getting airplane tickets and so forth.
Well, fun. So I'm always going to go camping in Wyoming. How
yeah,
exciting.
In Teton. This is 8 miles from the city of Driggs, Driggs, in Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of, you know, Stacy and I were at, we finished off our week last night at a, what was it called, a date, I can't even remember, was date night, or, but there was hundreds upon hundreds of couples at this event that we were at, and it was more of a comedy evening than anything else, the different speakers that shared. But as I sat there, and one of the couples that was right in front of us, and we talked to them in the parking lot afterwards, they happened to be parked right next to us, I mean, of all things, they've been married for 2 weeks. And I sat there as we were, again, just met them, but they had been taken part in the evening. They got pulled out of the audience and had to do some karaoke. But I encouraged them. I said, you know, having been at this now for 20 years, they've been at it for 2 weeks, been married for 2 whole weeks. And I said, you have made such an amazing investment into your marriage at this stage in the game, getting off on a right start. And I looked, and I shared with them, I said, my wife and I have been going to these events like this annually since we got started, and it provides such an amazing foundation. And I thought about that in the perspective of what we have the opportunity to invest in our own lives. And in events like Leaders Being More and Humans Being More and the Expos and the upcoming San Antonio event that is just 2 months away, 2 months away, October, it will be here before we know it. And Rick Murphy shared a few days ago that they are going to probably have to redo the seating configuration because they're approaching selling out. And I can't remember what that number was, but over 1,000 people coming to San Antonio in October to be a part of this. There'll be new products being introduced, but again, it's the mindset. And what we heard on Tuesday this week on the leadership call was, I know, a sliver of a foretaste of almost a dozen leaders, golds and platinums, who are rising up through the ranks and just, you know, taking no prisoners at all in what they're doing and how fast their organizations are growing. Because, and some of these people are brand new to Nikan. Some of them have been seasoned for a while. And Michelle, I'm not sure if it was French or Spanish, but he was at Legoland with his family, and he said, you know, the event in Salt Lake City exposed and opened my eyes to see that really this concept of going out and attracting people who want to have what we are enjoying, the quality of life, and being quality enrolled, and took it right back to that term, quality enrollment, all over again. And that's where it all starts. And if you're not quality enrolled, it starts with you there. And it's not about, I need to focus on this because there's so much misconception out there of people saying, I got to buy $500 worth of products every month. No, 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 not at all. It's the $100 investment auto ship, which we should all be on anyways, taking advantage of all the wonderful consumable items that we have. And then beyond that, seeking out and finding a couple other customers every single month. And when you do that, as Wei said, being able to earn free product from Niken and cashing that in. We've got a $100 credit, I know, built up right now that we're going to be using. And I just helped another one of our people get two customers, and she doesn't even know it. Two customers registered underneath of her, and both of them bought waterfalls. And so she, you know, has earned $50 in free product. And these are contacts of hers, so that's why they went underneath of her. And, you know, that's the fun part about duplicating and doing this. Once you've done it, it's like I'm just got this newfound passion on helping others do the same thing. And that's what the whole mentoring process is all about, too. And if you want to know more information about that, contact your upline, Diamond or above, and ask them about the mentoring process. And if they're not leading a call, keep going up the line and find somebody who is. I talked with a wonderful cross-line gal this week who was very frustrated because her upline's not near as active as she would like them to be. And I said, look it, if I can be of help to you, I would be glad to. It's always best to stick within your immediate Niken family. But sometimes we've got to step out of that. And that's the beauty of it. Go ahead, Molly.
Yeah, Brent, the website that I later learned, you know, from the coordinator is very much very helpful, okay? It is EagleWellnessExpo.com.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's the, this is Eagle. For the Leaders Being More,
yes.
And it's Eagle, like the
Wellness.
Bird, WellnessExpo.com.
Yes.
Yep. And all the information is there.
Yeah, all the information as well as the beautiful pictures. And you would enjoy looking at and you would say, wow, what a
Well, and having spent part of this week at the Oregon Gardens Resort in outside of Silverton, Oregon, I think it's 80-some acres of just thousands upon thousands of plants and trees and lakes. We get blessed and we're spoiled because, you know, well, Stacey and I live in a national scenic area and I've spent most of my life in this part of the Northwest. And to be exposed and to be outdoors, having spent a couple hours yesterday in downtown Portland walking around going, you know, I don't think I could live in this little concrete jungle. I want the real jungle that's out there. And if you're not around that, You're missing out on something that really starts to open up the mind to the possibilities of what can take place. And so I know I sound like a commercial, and Molly sounds like a commercial, but man, Molly's drank the Kool-Aid. She's going. She's going to be there be a leader being more, because this is, you know, too good to pass up. There's one other thought that here I want to throw out here at the very, very end, and that is, again, on the mentorship. If you've not considered it, really, it's, you know, as the summer starts to wind down, and I know there's still a lot of summer left for a lot of us out here on the West Coast, we're still dealing with record highs, and I know we've broke every record as far as most 90-degree days and all that stuff. But as we start to transition and school ramps up, we're all impacted, maybe some of it, maybe not all of us, but most of us are impacted with kids going back to school. And the fall is a huge, huge opportune time to grab people's attention, because, again, it's a transitionary time where kids and grandkids heading back to school, people get back into a routine and a pattern, and I absolutely love the fall for all the different demographics that take place weather-wise. But when it comes to the structure that gets in place and the rhythm and the pattern and the routine, and again, for some people, they're dying right now. What do I do with these kids? They're driving me nuts. And I know grandparents sleep a lot better in the summertime because they get worn out with their grandkids because their grandkids are over more. That routine, getting back in that rhythm and those patterns, is one of the most opportune times to ask people the question, hey, would you like to change your routine up? And that's what we're finding with folks, is if they're open. Not everybody is open to change, but if they're open to change, physically and financially, that's where we can. And the best way to up our game and to increase the challenge that we put on ourselves is to say, hey, I'm going to do some things a little bit differently. I invite you. We don't have the best mentorship game in town. There are a lot of them out there right now in North America, groups that are just going and blowing at record paces. But if you want to take a look at this and up your game a little bit, I guarantee you, you're going to love the results. And if nothing else, and this is what we've heard time and time again from people saying, well, we haven't broke a silver yet, and we haven't done this, or we haven't done that, but man, oh man, oh man. And I know Bobby, who started at the very beginning of the call sharing, things are happening at such an amazing, wonderful pace. And aside from all that, the growth that's taking place, and this is what I keep hearing time and time again from folks, is that I can't believe how much more is taking place now than it was 6 months ago or 12 months ago. Putting people in the system, and when you step out of your comfort zone, you step out of the proverbial box that we know of, and you set some goals every single month and set some attention to detail of how can I improve this a little bit, some small corrections, things start to dramatically change. And the customers that keep coming our way, and as Wei alluded, people are finding me because they know. And when we can continue in that consistent process, it's phenomenal how, when we put our intentions out there, how that, you know, kind of the windows of heaven seem to just miraculously open up and starts pouring out. So, again, golds and platinums. If you have not tied into the Leadership Call Way, I will make sure that you get on that list. But every Tuesday at 9 a.m., if you're a gold and a platinum and you want to be a part of that and you're not, seek me out. I'll get you the phone number. We'll get you on the invitation list. Like I mentioned, we had an additional 80 golds and platinums join the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds, and this is a fast-paced hour call with either Jeff Isom, our Vice President of Sales, or our President of Nikon Global, Ben Woodward. And really, really fast-paced, and some of the best mentoring leadership, you know, intel that I've ever, ever heard in my life. So I think that's it as far as announcements. And thank you to Molly and to Wei and to Jim for contributing to the call this morning. I hope this has been beneficial for everybody. I know these always are for me because I really, really did a lot out of it. Keep the testimonies coming on the duct. Again, this is a fantastic product. All the information, if you weren't able to order one of the kinetic taping books from Amazon, all the information is now on the website, the instruction sheet, which is what accompanies the box of each roll, how to use it, how to get the best results. And the results really are shy of miraculous. And I'm excited. I'll have a full report next week on what the surgeon says to me, because I didn't follow his advice in keeping that mummy wrap on and keeping it. I'm just not doing that. So I'm anxious. I'm going to take all the wrap off today that I've had on this whole week with the two magnets and the duct and get it all cleaned up for him to remove the stitches. And I'm anxious to hear what he has to say. He's got to be open, and I think he is, but we'll see what he has to say on what I did. But have a great, fantastic week,
Vance,
everybody. Yes, Jim, go ahead.
Vance, I just wanted to take a second here to remind people and invite them to come to the East Coast Healthy Lifestyle Expo in Williamsburg.
Well, you and Lisa Hazelgrove definitely got that Holy Spirit connection going on, Jim, because she just texted me 10 seconds ago, and I was going to finish by saying the same thing after plugging the the event in Wyoming, in Idaho.
It was great last year, and this year our guest speakers were going to have Vance Rogers, of course.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah.
So everybody could come and meet Vance face-to-face. And also Brody Craney. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Brody has years of extensive work on the bone density arena of Meat
Yeah,
Pen.
Yeah.
And he'll be sharing. I've looked at the schedule. He's going
to
be sharing quite a bit on that. The whole focus of this event, again, this is 2 weeks from now in Williamsburg, Virginia. The price is just so incredibly affordable. I've looked online at the housing, and wow, I'm chomping at the bit. Stacy's actually jealous of me that I get to go out here to, you know, historic colonial Williamsburg, but the people, and that's what I'm most excited about. I'm going to be making phone calls today to invite folks out to it, but I should have had the website right here in front of me.
Everybody will have a chance to meet the dynamic duo from Richmond, Barb Satterwhite and Lisa Hazengrove.
And then Alan Sonda Thornton. Let me pull this up here, and I'm going to find him.
And Joseph Boyer from Virginia Beach. You meet him. You'll never forget it.
I know I've got it here. I can't find it, but here we go. Thank you, Lisa. The website for it is very, very simple. Very, very simple. The letters ECHLExpo.com. That's East Coast Healthy Lifestyle Expo.com. Letter E. So Edward, Charlie, Henry, Larry, Expo.com. And again, this is 2 weeks from today. East Coast Healthy Lifestyle Expo.com is the website, just ECHL Expo.com. And 2 weeks from today, same weekend as the Leaders Being More in Wyoming and the base of the Tetons. I keep saying Wyoming, and it's actually in Idaho, I think. It's very close up there. But, we'd love to have you. I am looking forward to this event. I missed both of these last year, and I thought, I am not missing one of them. I got to make a decision. And you'd think, you know, being proximity, I'd go to the Humans Being More, but I'm going to gallivant across the country. And so I want to challenge you, everybody, that this could be a turning point for you. The events always are. And I was wearing a T-shirt this week to my first ever NECN convention back in the fall of 1994, and how much that changed my life 21 years ago, being at that event. So, again, check it out. We'd love to have you. All the information is online, and if you need it, I can email the flyer to you and all that other good stuff. So, thank you again, everybody. Keep the duck stories coming. Keep experimenting, using this wonderful, amazing solution on anything and everything. Have a great week, and we will look forward to connecting next Saturday as well. So, thanks again, everyone.
Thanks, fans.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Aloha.